finer.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment from Sunday's teaching. We want to invite you out this Sunday at 10 a.m. to Living Word Church. We have a dynamic children's ministry for ages 3 through 11. So bring your children, bring your grandchildren to service with you. There's a special place for them. The whole family is together during praise and worship, and then during the teaching time, children ages 3 through 11 go to their designated classroom, and they learn a lesson at their own level. So our teachers are phenomenal. Your children will receive Bible-based teaching. They usually do a craft with every lesson, and they have a good time of fellowship as a portion of their time together. So we want to invite you to bring your children out. And our children's ministry is also putting together a vacation Bible school. So vacation Bible school will be June 15th, it's a Monday, June 16th, Tuesday, and June 17th, which is a Wednesday, and it's going to be from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. nightly. So if you check out our Facebook page, there's information there. There's a link for registration. The children need to be registered in order to attend Vacation Bible School. There's no fee, but they do need to be registered. It's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. each night, and you could go to the Living Word Church Cocoa Facebook page, and you will see the post there that gives you access to the link to be able to register your children. And the ages for that particular program are 5 to 11. So it is a drop-off program, ages 5 to 11, and your children must be registered.
Yes. And we always, our door is always open for anyone who walk through those doors, because our desire is to share the Word of God with clarity and with understanding and with application to real life. That's the whole thing. Our thing at Living Word is to share the Word of God. Don't put our spin on it. Just make it clear. Share it with clarity and with understanding and with today's application for real life. Which bring us now to our next point. What real love look like? We know who is our neighbor. Our neighbor is the one that is in need, right? This guy was in need because he was the next door neighbor to the Samaritan guy. But the Bible says he is the neighbor. And we know a lot of people. We pass a lot of people that are in need. Those are our neighbor. So our neighbor is not the guy next door us necessarily, but the guy that is on life road, is on the road of reality, that falls into hard times. Because he falls among who? Thieves. And was robbed and stripped and was beaten. And now he's looking for a neighbor. Because we all love our neighbor. Most of us love our neighbor. Because if we don't, sooner or later, we don't exist because there has been a lot of tension between, and somebody is going to leave. But I have great neighbor that I live beside. I love them. We have no issue. But that's not really my neighbor. My neighbor is that guy that I pass that need help, need assistance. Like Emily, you read, the Good Samaritan, he stopped by. He get the wine that he has. He pour it on his cup. He pull out the bandage and he bandages his wound. And then he didn't leave him there for somebody to take him to the inn. He did it because why? He could do it. Mm-hmm. He didn't pass it on to somebody else. He says, okay, he went the next step. He said, okay, let me take you to the inn tonight. Let me take you. He took him and he brought him to the inn. And notice now, he stayed there.
Yeah.
We should never overlook that. He didn't just drop him off and gone. He stayed there with him.
Yeah.
Till the next day. And then he says to the innkeeper, okay, I'm leaving him in your custody. And if it costs whatever it costs, here is my account. Put it on my account and I will take care of it. That is love, real love in what? Action. And that's what God is looking for from us. God wants us to put our love in action. And now it's good to say love in action, but love in action has to look like something. We have to know what it looked like. So we can come back here to this story and we can see what real love looked like.
And then another point I wanted to make mention of, it's not always somebody that's in a financial need or has a sickness need. Thieves take a lot of different stuff, right? We know that the enemy, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So somebody could be plundered emotionally. The thief came and emotionally stole from them. Or maybe they have a heartbreak, or they have different things going on in their life. The thief come and try to take their joy. The thief come and try to take their ambition. The thief come and trying to take their purpose. The thief comes in all these different ways. So it says, the attorney in verse 37 said, he who showed mercy mm-hmm. on him. That's the neighbor. So we're to show mercy on one another, those who become in contact with. And if we have the means, then we should utilize what God has given us to be able to help. It didn't put the Samaritan in a state now of being broke.
No.
He wasn't broke because he helped the guy.
No.
It didn't put him in a bind. He just gave from his overflow what was freely given unto him. He gave back out.
Well, let's stay there, because love in action, love does something. Love is not cheap talk. I'll give you one here. Love is not cheap talk. Love carry costs. Love carry costs. If you notice, if we look at 37, you were just there. In 37, and he says, he who show mercy on him. That was the lawyer. When Jesus says, if we look back up, so he says, so which of these, 36, so which of these three do you think was the neighbor to him who fell among the thief? He says, the one that showed mercy on him. Mm-hmm. Now, he answers it right, guys. And now what Jesus says, this is the real gist of the whole story. Jesus make a command, a statement, a command. He says, go, that's a command, and do likewise.
Let's make a distinction. Let us make a distinction how people know us. That they know us by our love. There's an old song that says they will know we are Christians by our love. So what we're saying is we have to spread the love, and Jesus commands us to love one another.
Yes.
And sometimes it's easier said than done, because we don't want to. We're busy, and especially in this country, we're so busy and we have no time. And I just want to point out in this story, in this parable, those two people, the priest and the Levite, they knew better. They absolutely knew better. And yet they chose to not help him. So we have to go beyond that. If we see a need and God gives us the provision, we need to help them. And this is how we show the love. If we don't, then we're going to be just like everybody else in this world. We're just going to go about and do our own business, and we're not going to be distinct. So what I want to say is, let them know us by our love.
That's right. And I like the command. And we dig and unpacked it some more. Go and do likewise.
Mm-hmm. It's a command, yes.
It's a command.
Yes.
Go and do likewise.
Two letter words.
Yeah.
They're not hard to define.
Fine.
Go
yeah.
and do. See how simple it is?
Yeah. Likewise. Like this Samaritan guy. That's how you inherit, you get eternal life. You know, you're secure in that. Mm-hmm. When you can go and do it. Notice, he didn't say, go and study. Mm-hmm. Go and do some more study. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, because these people like to study. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, go and study. Go and do debate. Mm-hmm. No, you find somebody that like to debate you about the scripture. You know, mm-hmm. he didn't say, go and get into a debate.
No.
He didn't say go and study. He said go and do.
Go and love.
Go and love.
Amen.
This is what this guy do. He go show mercy. Mm-hmm. So which one of these is your neighbor? The guy that shows what? Mercy. Mm-hmm. Then Jesus said, go do it. Go show mercy. You have people on the road of reality mm-hmm. in life that need mercy. Mm-hmm. That need it. So go out there. You don't have to look very far. You'll find them and show it. Do it. Yes.
Well, we all are very busy. Everybody's busy. I mean, if you find somebody and try to find somebody who's not busy, you're not going to find somebody who's not busy. The only person you may find is somebody who reprioritizes their schedule to be able to meet needs of other people. So we can't use that excuse. Oh, I'm so busy. We have to prioritize the things of eternal value. Because the question that the attorney asked, he said, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus is showing him, when you put the things of eternal value first, then you will inherit eternal life. Because everybody has things that we have to do. But we know that when something really valuable to us comes, we do that first. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.